Showcase Sundays today on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Welcome one and all to the Sonic Society, still the world's largest and finest weekly collection of modern audio drama. This is episode 715. I am Jack Ward, right here with David Ault. Good morning, David. What's on tap this week?
Good morning, Jack and everyone. Well, this week we complete our extended Christmas celebrations with Father Crisis, our second feature from Oral Traditions and Stephen Cardinal. But we're not just done there. We can enjoy a short from Alexa Chipman and Misfits Audio with their latest Father Christmas Letters, and our double feature begins right here
on the Sonic Society.
Oral Traditions presents Christmas in Crisis. This production is suitable for the entire family.
Santa's Workshop, the North Pole, 4 days until Christmas.
Gingerbread?
This is bad. This is very, very bad.
That's impossible. We must have heard it wrong.
This is bad.
Come on, let's find out what's going on.
Attention, please. Is everyone here?
Excuse me.
Sorry. Pardon me. Holly Berry, how nice of you to join us. Perhaps you need to be reminded what immediately means, as in, report to Christmas Command Center immediately.
No, ma'am. I know what it means. It was just that I got a little lost on the way.
You got lost?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Holly, we will discuss your tardiness later. Right now, we must focus on the matter at hand. As you have all heard, we are currently facing a code gingerbread. This is an unprecedented occasion. In all my time at Santa's workshop, I have never seen anything like it.
Psst! What's a code gingerbread?
This is a very serious situation, but we urge everyone to remain calm.
What situation? What's going on?
Santa himself is on his way to give us a briefing. He will know how to deal with this disaster.
What's the disaster?
Is there a problem?
I'm sorry, ma'am. It's just that I'm new here, and, what's a code gingerbread?
You're familiar with Santa's lists, Holly?
The naughty and nice lists?
Yes. As of exactly 14 minutes ago, the nice list has hit zero.
That can't be right. Did you check it twice?
Please. Santa's workshop uses the newest technology for naughty and nice tracking, the List Check 3000. It's 100% accurate, guaranteed.
There must be a glitch or a virus or...
That's impossible.
But the whole world can't have gone naughty.
It would seem that they have. Now, in just a moment, we should be hearing from Santa himself, and he should be able to tell us...
Excuse me, boss.
What is it, Walter?
You might want to read this real quick.
Elves, please go back to your rooms and await further instruction.
Wait, what's going on?
Yeah, what's on that paper?
Where's Santa?
Back to your rooms. That will be all.
We're gonna have to tell them sooner or later, boss.
Then let's make it later, shall we?
What's the plan, boss?
If I had a plan, I'd be doing the plan, you jingle bell. I'm still thinking.
Could I help you think?
I doubt it very seriously.
Excuse me?
Holly Berry, what are you doing in here?
I just wanted to...
Back to your rooms, I said.
I know, but...
This is not your room. Or are you lost again?
I just wanted to see if I could help.
You want to help? Oh, that's just precious. How long have you worked at Santa's workshop, Holly?
2 weeks, 3 days, and 5 hours, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And what is your position here?
I'm a level one housekeeping elf, ma'am.
And how exactly does a level one housekeeping elf plan to help in this situation?
Well, I'm pretty good with computers, so if I could just take a look...
For the last time, there is no computer glitch. There is no virus. We've been watching it happen for ages. Every year, more names on the naughty list, fewer on the nice list. I warned Santa that we were headed for a disaster, but he never took me seriously. Until now. Of course, I never expected that he'd just up and... Never mind.
What?
Listen, the nice list is empty, which means Christmas gift delivery is canceled.
It is. I thought only Santa could officially cancel delivery, and he's all the way...
That's enough.
What did he say?
He said nothing. Go back to your room.
But he said...
Walter.
All right, Holly, out you go.
Let me see that letter again.
Boss?
What now?
I think it's possible that... It seems like...
Spit it out, would you?
Holly took the letter.
Oh, thank Christmas they didn't follow me. Now, what could possibly be so important? It's from Santa! My dear helpers... This sad news has forced me to face
the cold, hard truth. The world has no more need for Santa Claus. The time has come for me to retire. There's just no use for me at the North Pole anymore. Do what you want with my workshop. Perhaps it would make a nice theme park. I'm sure you will all have no trouble finding new work, baking cookies, and making shoes. Please forward my mail to Sunshine Senior Village, Palm Beach, Florida.
Sincerely, Santa. What? Oh, this is bad. This is awful. This is worse than awful. This is... What's worse than awful?
Holly Berry, get back here with that letter.
No!
That is classified information.
Give it back.
Ow!
Ha! Get it.
Wait! Doesn't everyone deserve to know the truth?
You don't understand, Holly. If they find out that Santa is gone, everyone will panic. It'll be total chaos.
But the head elf is lying to everyone, and lying is naughty.
She's not lying. She just... leaving out some important details.
Well, that's still not very nice.
Look, you've only worked here for 2 weeks, so there's...
2 weeks, 3 days, and 5 hours. And 5 minutes.
So I wouldn't expect you to understand.
I understand that every kid in the world can't be naughty. It has to be a mistake. And if we can convince Santa of that, I know he would come back.
And who's going to convince him, you?
Well, why not? I could go to Florida... I could find Santa. I could save Christmas.
Holly, I wasn't serious.
Well, somebody has to do something. What is the head elf doing?
She's, thinking.
We don't have time to think. We have to do. Which way do I go to get to Florida?
You really think you can do this, don't you?
Absolutely, positively.
Look, if you tell anyone I helped you with this, and I mean anyone... I am in deep, deep fruitcake, so not a word. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Out back behind the mechanical shop, there's an old sleigh in storage. It's one of the old diesel models, hasn't been used in years, but it should still work. No one would notice if it were to go missing. Do you follow?
No.
I'm just saying if someone were to... borrow it, say, for a trip to Florida, they could.
Oh! Which way is the mechanical shop?
Pensacola, Florida, the United States. 3 days until Christmas.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean.
What, Ella?
Guess what?
What?
It's only 3 days until Christmas. Are you excited?
Sure. Yes.
You don't sound very excited.
It's like 90 degrees. It doesn't feel like Christmas.
But what about the lights, the music, the presents?
There's supposed to be snow.
I think Christmas is magic, snow or no snow.
I don't believe in magic.
Why not?
Look, your mom gave me $10 to watch you while she went to the store. That doesn't mean I have to talk to you.
What was that?
Excuse me, is this Sunshine Senior Village?
No, this is Orange Street.
Is that in Palm Beach?
No, this is Pensacola.
Is that in Florida at least?
Of course it is.
Oh, thank Christmas.
What are you wearing?
This? This is regulation uniform.
So what are you, one of those department store elves?
No, I'm a level one housekeeping elf at the North Pole.
You mean like the North Pole, North Pole? Where Santa lives?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
So what is one of Santa's elves doing in Florida?
Looking for Santa.
What is Santa doing in Florida? Is he delivering our presents early this year?
Ella.
No, not exactly.
What then?
Ella, stop talking.
What is the matter with you?
You can't talk to strangers like that.
But she needs help.
She needs to go back to whatever loony bin she escaped from.
That's not very nice.
Well, it's true. She's crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Don't listen to him. What's your name?
Holly. Holly Berry.
Oh, for crying out.
Shh! Holly, my name is Ella, and this is Sean. And now we're not strangers anymore, so now I can talk to you. Are you happy now, Sean?
Just don't expect me to come save you when you get kidnapped by a lunatic in an elf costume.
It's not a costume.
Whatever.
Everybody, be nice. So, why is Santa in Florida?
If I tell you, you have to promise not to freak out.
I promise.
Sean?
Dude, I don't even care.
You know about Santa's naughty and nice lists, right?
Of course.
Yeah, sure.
Well, the computer that keeps track of the list is saying that every kid in the whole world has gone naughty.
That can't be right. Did they check it twice?
That's exactly what I said. And they said the computer was 100% accurate. And I said there must be a glitch. And they didn't believe me. And then I found out that Santa was so upset about the whole thing that he retired and moved to Florida.
Wait, what? Santa retired? This is the worst news ever.
Good job not freaking out, Ella.
But Sean, Santa can't retire.
I know. So I was trying to find him, to convince him that there must be a mistake. Everyone can't be naughty. But he's in Palm Beach, wherever that is, and I'm in Pensacola, wherever that is, and I'll never be able to fix the sleigh in time to get there.
Did you say sleigh?
Uh-huh. Not Santa's sleigh, an old one. I flew all night, but then the navigation system went out, and I must have taken a wrong turn, and then it broke down, and I had to make a crash landing, and now I'm stuck here.
All right, that's it, Ella. We're going inside. She's nuts.
I am not. And I can prove it. Follow me.
Ella, get back here. Ella! Oh, for crying out loud.
Christmas Command Center, the North Pole, 3 days until Christmas.
What do you mean she got away, Walter? She's one incompetent housekeeping elf. How did she get past you?
She runs very fast, boss.
And you looked everywhere?
Yes, boss. Looked all night long. No sign of her.
Has she told anyone what she knows?
Not that we know of, boss.
So where could she be? What's her plan?
Maybe she went to Florida, boss, to look for Santa. That's just a guess.
And how would she get to Florida?
Maybe she took one of the old sleighs from storage. Just a guess, again.
Huh. Well, if she is headed to Florida, then we're safe. There's no way that little fluff for brains will ever make it to Santa in one piece.
But wouldn't we want her to make it to Santa?
Excuse me?
I was just thinking, boss, if there's even a chance she could convince him to come back to save Christmas, wouldn't that be a good thing?
You should do a lot less thinking, Walter.
Pensacola, Florida, the United States. 3 days until Christmas.
Well, that was definitely a sleigh. A very, very smashed up sleigh.
Told you.
So, now do you believe her?
I mean, I guess.
So now you'll help her.
Hold on a sec. I didn't say that.
But Sean, without Santa, Christmas will be ruined.
So?
So, Christmas is only the most magical, splendiferous day of the entire year.
Yeah, what Holly said.
Whatever, Christmas is stupid.
Did he just say, I can't believe?
It's okay, Holly. I'm sure he didn't really mean it.
Definitely meant it.
But why?
It's none of your business, okay? I just don't like Christmas.
Well, I do, and I'm going to help Holly save it.
Really? So you have a way to get to Palm Beach?
Well, no, but we'll figure it out together. Let's think. What about a plane? No, that's too expensive. A bus, maybe? I have birthday money left over. How much do you think it costs for 2 tickets to Palm Beach?
Hold on. 2 tickets?
Yeah, one for me and one for Holly.
Ella, you cannot get on a bus with this insane elf person and go to Palm Beach.
Why not?
Because it's not safe, and your mom will freak, and I'll be grounded forever because I was supposed to be watching you.
Well, then I guess you'll just have to come with us. How much for 3 tickets to Palm Beach?
You're out of your mind.
All right, then. See you when we get back.
Come on, Ella. I know you're bluffing. This is not cool. Ella, get back here. Well, this is just great. Ella, Holly, wait up.
Sunshine Senior Village, Palm Beach, Florida, the United States. 2 days until Christmas.
So that's how they get all the presents in one bag?
Yep. And then when it's time to load it into the sleigh, the cargo elves...
Ella, Holly, would you put a lid on it? We just spent 10 hours in a bus. How have you not run out of things to talk about?
Wait, did you say 10 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, Ginger Snaps, that means it's tomorrow morning already. We're running out of time.
Don't worry, Holly. We still have plenty of time. There, those two look friendly. I bet they can tell us where to find Santa.
Excuse me?
Oi, Norm. More carolers.
Hi, Ethel.
I said more carolers. They just keep coming.
Not again. If I have to hear one more off-key jingle bells, I swear. And this one's even wearing a costume.
It's not a costume. It's regulation uniform.
Huh?
Regulation uniform? All the elves at the North Pole.
You hear that, Norm? She thinks she's an elf.
But...
What's that? Did you say an elf?
Look, I just wanted to find out...
The auditorium is over there, kid. That's where they send the carolers.
I've had it up to here with the carolers. I mean it, Ethel.
I know, Norm. I know.
Actually, I was hoping you could tell me where to find Santa Claus. He's new here?
What did she say?
Something about a Santa Claus.
I haven't seen him.
But move it, kid. We've got a bingo tournament to get to.
But we have to find him. It's important.
So is this tournament. We're in the finals.
But out of the way. Kids these days, no respect for their elders.
Excuse me, sir? Ma'am?
Here we go again.
At least this one's got some manners. What is it, kid?
My name is Ella. This is Holly, and that's Sean over there. We're looking for our grandpa. He's a big guy, long white beard, wears a red suit. He just moved here, and we wanted to make sure he was doing okay.
I don't know about any red suit, but that sounds a lot like Nicholas.
Who?
Nicholas, the new guy from up north.
Yes, that's him.
Oh, Nicholas. Nice fella. Last time I saw him, he was down at the beach.
Which way is the beach?
Just down the path to your right. Now scoot!
Thank you.
Pensacola, Christmas Command Center, the North Pole, 2 days until Christmas.
Boss?
The door says do not disturb, Walter.
I know, but...
And yet here you are, disturbing.
Sorry, boss.
Well, you're here now, so what is it?
I've been thinking.
What did I tell you about thinking?
It's almost Christmas Eve, boss.
Is that what you barged in here to tell me?
It's almost Christmas Eve, and Santa is still gone, and you haven't done anything about it.
Santa chose to leave. There's nothing I can do about that.
Holly is doing something.
Holly again? I am sick and tired of that meddling, cotton-candy-brained housekeeping elf. Holly Berry is probably lost in a swamp somewhere in Florida right now, if she even made it that far.
I don't know, boss. I wonder if maybe she was right.
Excuse me?
I just mean maybe there's something wrong with the computer.
There isn't.
But how do you know if you didn't even check?
The list check 3000 is never wrong, Walter. I swear to you.
It just seems weird, though, doesn't it? That out of nowhere, all of a sudden...
You know what seems weird to me, Walter?
What, boss?
That you would keep questioning me this way. Your boss, the one who gave you this job. You like your job. Don't you?
Yes, boss.
Then you keep doing your job and let me keep doing mine.
Okay, but...
Now go get me a hot cocoa. Now!
Yes, boss.
And don't forget the marshmallows this time!
Sunshine Senior Village, Palm Beach, Florida, the United States. 2 days until Christmas.
Look there! That's him!
Oh my gosh, that's Santa!
Come on, that's just an old dude in a tacky Hawaiian shirt.
Sean, you can't talk about Santa that way.
It's not Santa.
Of course it is! Look at him!
Would someone do something about this awful music? I can't hear myself think.
Sure doesn't sound like Santa to me.
He's just upset, I think. I'm gonna go talk to him. Hi.
What do you want?
My name is Holly. Holly Berry. I'm sure you don't recognize me because I just started and I'm only a housekeeping elf, but I work for you back at the North Pole and...
I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
You've got the wrong guy.
Told you so.
Santa, I know it's you, and I know you're here because you're upset about the naughty list, but...
Who sent you here?
Nobody. I came because I think there's been some kind of mistake. I think there are still nice kids out there, and they need Santa to make their Christmas morning magical.
And you came all the way from the North Pole, all by yourself, just to tell me that?
Not all by myself. That's Ella and Sean over there. They helped. They're nice kids.
Hey, kids, come over here. So do your parents know you're here?
Not exactly. Our moms think we're both staying with friends.
So you lied and ran away from home? Sounds pretty naughty to me.
I didn't think about it that way. Maybe I do belong on the naughty list.
And what about you, Holly? How did you get here?
One of your old sleighs.
You stole a sleigh?
No, I borrowed it. And I was going to take it back, except now I can't because it crashed and... Am I naughty too? I have to go.
Holly, wait!
Dude, I don't know who you think you are.
Well, that's not a very nice attitude.
But Ella is one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. She's loud and hyper and annoying, but she's nice. She believes in things. She believes in you. Enough to hop on a bus to Palm Beach without even thinking. And Holly, well... I'm pretty sure she's insane, but she's nice, too. Holly...
Sean, I lost Holly. I don't know where she went.
All right, Santa, listen up. That elf doesn't know her right from her left, but somehow she made it here all the way from the North Pole to find you. And what did you do? You made her feel bad, and now she's gone. So come on, get up.
Excuse me?
I said get up. You're going to help us find her.
Sean, you can't yell at Santa Claus.
It's okay, kiddo. He's right.
What?
I've been so upset about all the kids on the naughty list, I forgot how to be nice myself. Let's go find your friend, kids.
Champions for the third year running. We still got it, Ethel.
Oh, those old folks didn't stand a chance.
Who's that over there?
Who's what?
There.
Where?
There, you old bat.
Oh, it's that elf girl again.
What's the matter with her?
Well, for starters, she thinks she's an elf.
Hey, elf girl, what's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Hear that, Norm? She's fine. Let's go.
She doesn't look fine.
Just leave me alone.
Come on, Norm. We have a victory party to plan.
Holly, there you are.
We thought you were lost.
Holly?
Santa, am I fired?
What?
Just tell me. I can take it.
Holly, why would you be fired?
Because I was naughty. I stole a sleigh and crashed it. I left the North Pole without permission.
But you were just trying to help. All of you were just trying to help.
So does this mean you'll come back to the North Pole and deliver the presents like normal?
I can't.
Why not?
There are rules, Holly. I can't deliver presents to naughty kids. And right now, the naughty ones are all that's left.
That just can't be true.
The list check 3000 says so. And the list check 3000 is never wrong.
It has to be.
That's impossible.
Hey, guys, look at this.
Wallet? Where'd you find that?
On the ground. I think Mr. Norm dropped it. We have to find him and return it.
Well, duh. Come on.
You're going to return it?
Of course.
You're not going to take any money out of it first.
Seriously, do we look like thieves to you?
But that's what a naughty kid would do. You two are being nice.
See?
But they weren't on the nice list. The list check 3000 must have been wrong about them. And if it was wrong about these two...
It could have been wrong about the others, too.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, but can we return the wallet first?
Oh, right. Of course. Lead the way, kids.
Christmas Command Center, the North Pole, 2 days until Christmas.
I've got your hot chocolate, boss.
Took you long enough. Did you remember the marshmallows?
Boss, when I was out there, I overheard some stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Well, some of the other elves are starting to ask a lot of questions.
What kind of questions?
You know, mostly, where's Santa?
And what did you tell them?
Exactly what you said, boss, that he's locked in a top-secret meeting to decide the best plan of action.
Oh, very good. Is that all?
Well, no.
No?
They're also starting to get a little suspicious. About the lists, I mean. One of the security elves said he saw the list check 2 days ago, and there were thousands of names on the nice list.
So what's his point?
Well, he's just got some elves wondering how things could have changed so suddenly.
And what did you say to that?
I...
Well?
I actually said that I kind of agreed with him.
So what are you suggesting, Walter? That someone's been tampering with the list?
No one said tampering, boss, but a glitch in the system, like Holly said, or...
Like Holly said?
Yes, boss.
I thought I told you never to mention that name to me ever again.
And then when you said just now about someone tampering with it, I had never thought of that before. But then when you said it...
Why would anyone want to do a thing like that? To prove a point to Santa after years of trying to tell him the nice list is shrinking and being ignored? To scare all those naughty kids out there into being better behaved?
Maybe.
Are you accusing me of something?
No, boss. No, of course not. No, but maybe if you would just tell everyone the truth that Santa is gone and Holly went to get him, it might make them feel better.
You know what? You're right.
I am?
Yes. It's time to let everyone else know what's going on. I need to tell them that Santa and Holly have both abandoned the North Pole in the middle of the biggest crisis we've ever seen. But they don't need to worry. There's a new big man at the North Pole.
There is? Who?
Me.
Boss, that's not exactly what I had in mind.
Quiet, you.
I have a speech to write.
Sunshine Senior Village, Palm Beach, Florida, the United States. 2 days until Christmas.
It has to be here somewhere, Ethel.
Calm down. When's the last time you had it?
At the bingo game. I pulled it out to show Marvin a picture of my grandkids after he said his were cuter.
Well, maybe you left it there.
No, I put it back in my pocket. I know I did.
I bet one of those kids snatched it. The boy. He looked sneaky.
Go ahead, Ella.
Excuse me, Mr. Norm?
What?
Is this yours?
My wallet! Where did you find it?
Back there on the ground. You must have dropped it.
See that, Ethel? They're nice kids after all.
I still think the older one looks sneaky.
How can I repay you?
You don't have to.
Actually, there is one thing you could help us with. Do you have a computer?
As a matter of fact, I do. My grandkids gave it to me so we could scrap together.
Huh?
Skype, Norm. It's called Skype.
Can I borrow it?
Sure. I owe you one. Follow me, elf girl.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Sure. What?
Why don't you like Christmas?
No reason.
Oh, come on.
Last Christmas was just really lousy for me, okay?
But last Christmas was when you and your mom moved to our street.
Exactly. 1 week before Christmas, me and my mom had to move from New York City, the coolest place in the world, to stupid Florida, because my stupid parents were getting a stupid divorce.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
And then to top it all off, on Christmas morning, no presents from Santa Claus. I don't know what I did to get on the naughty list, but there you go.
Sean.
Sorry for eavesdropping, but did you say you moved from New York City?
Yeah, so?
What was your old street?
West 58th Street.
Sean, you weren't on the naughty list. I went to New York to deliver your presents and you weren't there. I didn't know where you had moved. I didn't know where to find you.
Sure, whatever.
It's true. You wanted a new bike and a Star Wars Lego set, right?
How did you know that?
Oh, it's kind of my job.
And you still remember?
Of course. I felt terrible I couldn't find you.
I thought you forgot about me.
Of course not. And if we ever get this mess sorted out and get back to the North Pole, there's going to be 2 years of presents waiting for you.
I got it! I got the computer! Now it's time to fix Christmas! Your password, please. Holy fruitcake! This is worse than I thought.
What? What's happening?
It's not a computer glitch. The system has been hacked. Somebody did this on purpose.
That can't be.
Holly, can you figure out who did it?
Maybe. I have to see if I can trace it back. Just a minute. It's searching. Just a few more seconds. The computer the hacker used is located at the North Pole.
What does that mean?
It means someone who works for Santa is trying to ruin Christmas.
But who would do that?
I think I might know. Come on. My sleigh is in the parking lot. We have to go.
All of us?
Of course. Now hurry.
Christmas Command Center, the North Pole, 1 day until Christmas.
I have gathered you all here for a very important announcement.
We're Santa Claus.
So if you will please be quiet.
Why is every child suddenly on the naughty list?
Everything will be explained.
When is he coming back?
Has anyone looked at the
please,
computer?
Please, just be patient and
Tell the truth. The truth is that Santa
has abandoned the North Pole in its time of need. Instead of staying here to get to the bottom of this crisis, he is enjoying a sunny vacation in Palm Beach, Florida.
What?
it has become clear that the North Pole needs a strong leader at this time, and I am willing to accept that challenge. I will get to the bottom of all these naughty children, and I will set them straight.
Not so fast.
Holly, what are you doing here?
What's going on?
Who are these kids?
Hi, everyone. A lot of you probably don't know me. I've only worked here for 2 weeks, 6 days, and 7 hours. But my name is Holly Berry, and I have something very important to tell you. These are my friends, Ella and Sean, and they're nice kids. I know what the list check 3000 says, but Sean and Ella aren't naughty. They're proof that the computer is wrong.
The list check 3000 is 100% accurate, guaranteed.
Sure. Unless someone messes it up on purpose.
Who would do that?
And why?
Ask her.
This is ridiculous. If there really were nice kids left, shouldn't Santa be here getting ready for Christmas Eve delivery? Huh? Where's Santa?
I'm right here. Thanks to Holly and these two nice kids.
But the list.
Oh, go ahead. Tell them what you've done.
This is your fault, Santa. You should have listened to me all those years when I tried to tell you the nice list was getting shorter and shorter. But no, you never did. So I had to do it. I had to do something extreme to make you realize we had a real problem. And maybe, just maybe, if all those kids in the world went 1 year without presents from Santa, they would realize they needed to start being nicer.
It wasn't nice of me to ignore you. You were worried and I should have listened. But lying and cheating isn't how we solve problems around here. I'm going to have to remove you from your position as head elf. I think some time as a housekeeping elf would give you a chance to think about what you've done.
What? You can't do this! Who's going to be head elf?
I think I know someone who's past due for a promotion. Where's Walter?
Me? You mean it?
Well, sure as Christmas.
I'd be honored, Santa.
Good. It's Christmas Eve, and there's a whole lot of kids who just made their way back onto the nice list. You'd better get started.
Yes, sir. Come on, everybody, to the sleigh.
Santa?
Yes.
Are me and Sean on the nice list now?
Of course.
But we did naughty things. We ran away from home, and we lied, and...
And what about me? I stole your sleigh.
Everyone does naughty things sometimes. And even naughty people do nice things sometimes. Nobody is just naughty or just nice all the time.
Wait, I don't get it. If we're all a little bit naughty and a little bit nice... How do you decide who goes on what list?
That's up to you.
Huh?
We've all got a naughty side and a nice side, but you're in charge of which side wins.
Well, I guess I should go help load the sleigh.
Hold on a minute. We just got a new housekeeping elf, so that means you can take a different assignment.
I don't mind being a housekeeping elf.
I know, but I think we need you for another job. A new job. Santa, meet Holly Berry. She's your new head of tech support, in charge of overseeing the list check 3000.
Really?
Yep, you earned it.
Oh boy, this is amazing! Ella, Sean, I don't know how to thank you. I'm going to go print off the new list and check it twice!
Ella and Sean, you guys better come with me. We need to make sure the elves leave room for you in the sleigh.
You mean we get to come with you tonight?
Well, I have to get you back to Florida somehow.
That is the coolest thing ever. Sean, isn't this the coolest thing ever?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Kind of makes you love Christmas, doesn't it?
Maybe a little.
I knew it!
Come on, kids.
You have been listening to the Oral Traditions productions of Christmas in Crisis, written by Blair Cadden and starring Sarah Callahan Black as Holly Berry, Ambria Rogers as Ella, Gavin Lehman as Sean, Heather Jane Hogan as the head elf, Fred DiGiacco as Santa, Stephen Cardinal as Walter, Samuel Basler as Ethel, Nat Jones as Norm, Todd McNerney as the narrator, Marissa Rothfarb as the announcer, and Jody Riley and Mark Borelli as Elves 1 and 2.
So many wearisome ledgers were sailed.
Indeed, Father Christmas, although I am certain the children appreciate your efforts. Imagine receiving coal instead of a new train.
I don't suppose you could recite any diverting poetry or songs.
Do I look like an elf?
With that ridiculous coat on, you do.
Are you fond of Hamlet?
Good heavens, no. I am not in the mood to hear that dreary play.
Well, I am familiar with 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, of course.
Go on then, I haven't heard that in years.
'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Don't be daft, of course the mice were awake, all those uncovered platters of biscuits, really.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds.
Ha! Young people do not sleep on Christmas Eve, I should know. If it were not for the silencing spell distaff cooked up, I would be spotted at every house.
As I was saying, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mamma in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
I wish I could have a nap.
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash.
Such a good lad. What are we bringing him this year?
New flux capacitor, sir.
Ah, yes. Where were we?
Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the lustre of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
I use only 6 now. 8 was terribly inconvenient, and the reins would constantly tangle.
With a little old driver, so lively and
old.
Quick.
Old? How dare he?
You have lived over 1,000 years, and...
I am not little.
Oh, dear. With a handsome, rugged driver, so lively and quick.
Much better.
I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid.
Aphrodite requested that name. I should send her an Iris message since Cupid retired last month. Make a note to invite her to a Boxing Day party, will you?
Are you certain that's wise? Last century she brought Dionysus along and... things were...
rather entertaining.
That is one way of putting it, sir. On Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky.
That is not how hurricanes work.
Well, at least the house didn't fall on anyone this time.
Indeed, that poor witch...
So up to the housetop, the curses they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
Precisely why this silencing spell is terribly important.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot. And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
That is entirely erroneous. My robe repels soot. Imagine what it would look like bounding in and out of chimneys if it did not.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
Roses? Cherries? Honestly.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath.
Not any longer. I gave up tobacco in the 1940s.
He had a broad face and a little round belly.
Not this again.
That shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump. A right jolly old elf.
I am not an elf. Where is this poet? He's not only getting coal in his stocking, I have a few other ideas from the reindeer stables.
Father Christmas, he died long ago. The poem is now in public domain, which is the only reason I can be reading it to you while we're recording.
Recording?
For the North Pole podcast. We have 11 subscribers.
Very well, get on with it, will you?
And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
More roses. Is this writer a florist by day?
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle. Away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
At least it ends properly. Happy Christmas indeed to all our listeners.
Featuring the voice talent of David MacGyver as Father Christmas and James Leeper as the Arctic Fox Wassail, post-produced by Alexa Chipman. Music by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Released under a Creative Commons No Drifters license by MisfitsAudio.com in 2021. What on earth is the matter? Why has he thrown ledgers all over the floor?
I read and 'twas the night before Christmas, and it rather upset him.
Well, don't do it again. Weeks of cleaning. I just polished that floor.
Oh dear, I was still recording that. How do I switch this thing off, this staff?
Just turn that dial.
This one? This one right here. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, that one.
Yeah, I'll turn it off.
And that's this week's show. Please check out the show notes on the Sonic Society website at sonicsociety.org. Check out our Twitter feeds at Sonic Society or at David Alt. And join us in discussion at the Audio Drama, Radio Drama, Mutual Audio Network fans, or Sonic Society Facebook groups.
Next week we go all musical.
What? Music on an audio drama podcast? Sacrilege.
It happens sometimes.
Well, until then, I'm David Alt.
And I'm Jack Ward. Have a lovely week, everyone.
Good morning.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Alt, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
There are a number of everyday precautions that we can all take that may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The first is to make sure to clean your hands often. Now, washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds is the best, but if you don't have that, try to use a hand sanitizer that has at least 60% alcohol. And to the extent possible, avoid touching high-touch surfaces in public places. These are things like elevator buttons, door handles, handrails, or, of course, handshaking with people. Wash your hands after touching surfaces in public places. Avoid touching your face, your nose, and your eyes. And clean and disinfect your home to remove germs, practicing routine cleaning of frequently touched surfaces like tables, doorknobs, light switch handles will make a difference. Avoid crowds, especially in poorly ventilated spaces. All these small things that we can do may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. For more information, go to cdc.gov and be well, everyone.